Well, good evening, everybody. Happy December 14th. Welcome to the Purium Lifestyle Call. My name's David Litt, just hosting for Dave Sandoval, our owner and founder. I heard people calling in from all over Colorado and California and Washington and Oregon and Maryland and Hawaii and Florida and Virginia and Iowa and Arizona and Pennsylvania and Idaho and all over the place. I see people still buzzing in, even though the beeps are off, from New Jersey and recognizing some of those area codes, lots of California, lots of Hawaii, lots of Florida. And glad, wherever you're calling in from, that you're on the line here tonight. Special treat every Wednesday night. Dave shares some wisdom, and oftentimes it's product related, and oftentimes it's beyond that. And so tonight's going to be an interesting call. It's called Countdown to a New You. We're certainly heading into resolution season and turning the page on 2016 and opening up the book on 2017, and I'm not sure if Dave also has the November social media winners. That would be awesome, too. I'm not sure if that's part of the game plan, but whatever the game plan is, I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. So if you've got pen and paper, take it out. If you take your notes on your phone or your iPad or laptop, whatever it may be, get ready to have some fun, as we do every Wednesday night with our owner, David Sandoval. Dave, you on the line?
I am, and welcome everybody. You know, I'm going to do something a little unusual. I want David Litt to take 1 minute to describe the weekend that we just had, literally just 2 to 3 minutes, because I think what everybody should aspire to be as a Purium member is ultimately to come and go on one of these trips with us, one of these reward trips where we get together as a family. And so tell them a little bit about what we did this weekend. Would you mind, Dave?
Yeah, no, I'd love to. Well, I mean, we went to the beautiful island of Kauai, and I am 50 years old and never been there, and it's a magical, magical spot. I mean, this is where they film some of the biggest and best movies, Jurassic Park and all kinds of stuff, because of the beautiful vegetation, the fantastic and remote beaches, the beautiful weather. We stayed at the nicest resort on the island, the Hyatt there, with a really unique lagoon. We had dinner in a variety of different restaurants, including one that was right next to the waterfall. So fantastic food, fantastic community. We had a couple of amazing outings. We had an outing on a 65-foot catamaran. So we rented it out all to ourselves. Usually they take groups 2 to 3 times as big on that boat, but, you know, we had it all to ourselves, and, we saw spinner dolphins, we saw bottlenose dolphins, we saw whales, we went swimming with sea turtles, we did some snorkeling, and, that was a fantastic outing. And then we did something kind of on the opposite, end of the spectrum, which was, ATV riding. So we went into the mud and you know, drove around, had some fun, did a little off-roading, and went over to a waterfall that was really magical and spectacular. So tons of great photo opportunities and video opportunities and, you know, just massages. You know, that's something that that we include in these crown trips, is the opportunity to pamper yourself and, you know, lots of free time. And then we did a really serious business meeting, as well as, you know, kind of a ceremony to turn the page on 2016. And I think that was one of the most memorable and meaningful parts of the trip, was, you know, to reflect back on all the good, as well as some of the challenges of 2016, and to take that and turn the page. So I know for myself, I am fully 100% operating in the year 2017. Even though we've got 2.5 weeks left in 2016, you know, I am in 2017 mode 100% at this point, and I know that that's part of the call here with Dave tonight. So, yeah, it was really fun to get together with our Crown family, and it definitely feels like a family, and hard to describe the energy, even in pictures and video, but I wish that for everybody. You know, if that's something you want, is to really understand, you know, what a big, giant family vacation Ohana community can be like and feel like, and just 5 days of relaxation and pampering, that's what we had. So it was really, really fun time.
Fantastic. Well, I couldn't have said it better myself. And the thing is that this all comes, you know, as a reward for people who have helped me to fulfill my mission to change the world, to change lives, to make this planet a better place for the next seven generations of our children. And that starts with one person at a time. And so in honor of those people who are helping me with that mission, we are going to honor them and to show them how much we appreciate them. And these trips come when you hit Blue Diamond, or when you hit Diamond, excuse me. We have a trip out to Long Beach. When you hit Blue Diamond, I spoil you up at my oasis at my home. And then when you hit Crown, then you have the opportunity to go on one of these major, amazing, spoil you rotten, or spoil you, not rotten, I don't like that word, we'll spoil you fresh type of you know, excursion. So thank you, David, for that. Thanks for participating. And the reason I would put that out at the front is because we all have to set goals. You know, the unaimed arrow never misses. And that might be nice. You never have to be wrong if you never take a stand. But the truth of the matter is that this is an amazing time of change in the planet. It's an amazing time of change in our country. And it is an opportunity for amazing change within our human, you know, self, within our bodies, within our minds, within our spirits. And there is this, you know, there's this concept that has been thrown about for so many years about a New Year's resolution. And there's a reason for that. It's because when you turn the clock on that new year, there's this feeling that you could start anew, that you could be renewed, that you could, you know, so there was a saying that said, you cannot ever start again from the beginning, but you could treat the rest of your life like it's a brand new inning. See, in baseball, there's nine innings. And even though you struck out last inning, there's a new inning. You're up to bat again. You're taking another swing at it, as they say. And so I want to let you know that there's a Jewish saying, it says, a Jewish proverb, it says, as it starts will be how it ends. As it begins will be how it ends. Meaning that if you, it's not always true, of course, but it's hard to finish with excellence if you didn't start with excellence. So getting off to a good start is really important in any endeavor. And so we believe that if you want to have an amazing 2017, you have to use these last few days of 2016 in order to make that blueprint, to begin to visualize what you want 2017 to be, to begin to write down some goals. And I believe that you should always do goals in two ways. You say, this is the minimum that I plan to do. I will do no less than this in the coming year. But I'm capable of doing more than that. So I have a stretch goal that says, even though I know I'll do no less than this, I believe that I could do as much as that. And you usually, if you do this, will fall somewhere between this and that. But other times you will greatly exceed even your own expectations. Because once you get off to a very good start, you can imagine what it would be like if you continued on that pace. And ultimately, it's going to give you the opportunity to achieve more. The higher you set your sights, the better. There's a thing, a saying I heard, and it never made any sense to me, but I'll correct it. It said, aim for the moon, and even if you fall short, you'll end up among the stars. Well, this person obviously knows very little about astronomy. So I will just say, aim for the stars. And even if you fall short, you could land on the moon. Perhaps that's what the person meant to say, but they thought it sounded better the other way. The bottom line is, that's not a very good plan, aiming for the moon and planning on ending up among the stars. You see, that's not a very good plan at all. That's called really wishful thinking. But if you do aim for the stars and you fall short, a lot of good things could still happen. A lot of good could come on this side of aiming for the stars, and if the effort you make is an effort that you could be proud of, if the effort you make in addition to the planning plus effort, planning plus execution, vitally important. And so there's been a lot of studies done about what it takes to change a habit. And all of the studies agree that metabolically and psychologically, it takes between 80 and 100 days. Between 80 and 100 days, and you could completely change your physical and your mental approach to this life. And again, they say that attitude is everything. And if you want a better life, you should get a better attitude. And so all I mean by that is your attitude is your approach. What is your approach? And once you decide that you're going to go toward a goal, having the right approach is really important. If you're moving quickly in the wrong direction, then you're just going to go nowhere fast. And so setting a plan, charting out your course, this is the attitude I'm talking about. This is an attitude of success, of knowing that you could make it happen, not waiting for it to maybe happen. And so, you know, we have these thoughts in our minds about what 2017 might be. But do we have an action plan to make sure that that happens? Remember that the biggest step starts, the biggest journey, the longest journey. I took a red eye in last night, forgive me. The longest journey begins with a single step. And that's never, never more evident than when it comes to changing your habits. You have to physically, mentally, emotionally prepare to leave something behind you that no longer serves you. So I want to give you guys an example. We all need oxygen. We must have oxygen to breathe. We all know that breathing in provides us that oxygen. And yet, the oxygen is part of the air. We bring in the air so that we could take the oxygen. And then once you've taken the oxygen out of the air, what's left behind no longer serves us. There's no benefit to the air that we have in our lungs any longer. We must let it go. And until we let go and exhale and get rid of that which we had in our lungs, we cannot inhale and get the oxygen that we need. But if you simply looked at it from the way some people think about things, you'd go, okay, A, the body needs oxygen. And by inhaling, we get oxygen. When we exhale, we don't get any oxygen. So why should we spend any time exhaling when what our body needs is oxygen? Well, the reason is, because you have to exhale before you can inhale. You have to get rid of what no longer serves you so that you can manifest that which does serve you. If you're a girl and you have a boyfriend and you're just hanging around with him because you're bored or have got nothing better to do, and then one day Mr. Wonderful walks into your life but you don't have any space for him because this other thing is occupying your heart. Well, that's the point. You've got to get rid of that which no longer serves you to create space for that which will. And until you get rid of the old, you can't let in the new. And so what I want you all to do is to stop and think, what no longer serves you? There are things that served you well, and we hold on to them emotionally, even though they no longer serve us. And so I want you to find those things in your life that are no longer serving you. I want you to find those habits that perhaps you picked up as a child, some foods you eat for comfort, the things that once served you because they were convenient, because they were inexpensive, because they were tasty. Is that the service that you really need? No. And once you realize you don't need things that are fast, cheap, and sugary, then they'll no longer serve you. You're going to let go of them. You're going to realize that's not what you need in your life, and you need to clear space for that. And so I want to teach everybody a lesson that you've heard from me before. It's called activating the laws of attraction. Now, we've all heard of the laws of attraction, but we don't always know how to activate them. Someone asked me if I would repeat this on tonight's call as an inspiration for 2017. So I'm going to modify it a tiny bit. I want you to make a list of five things in your life that you feel no longer serve you. Five things in your life that you feel it's time to let go of. And I want you to ask yourself, are you willing to? Can you? And then I want you to ask yourself, what five things can I do? What are the five things I could do? Start with the one. What are five things that I know I could do to make 2017 a better place, better time? And just like right now, we're going to look back and we're going to reflect on 2016. We're going to look back and we're going to see where we were, what we did, what we accomplished, how far we've come, what mistakes we made, what trials, what errors, what joy, what ecstasy, what agony did we experience. And we're going to relive that. So 1 year from now, 1 year from now, I want you to realize you are about to write a script of the movie that you're going to watch 1 year from today. You are about to write the script of the movie you will watch 1 year from today. And what are you going to see? What are you going to be 1 year from today? Are you still going to be the person who doesn't mow the lawn or doesn't get up in time to walk your kids to school? So you let someone else do that for you? Are you still going to be the person who can't wake up without coffee and smokes a pack of cigarettes? The person who doesn't call your mom as often as you wish you would, even though she's aging and may not be with us for a while? Is that the person you want to be a year from now? Those are just some examples I have drawn out of the air, but you all have your own. What are the five ways that you could improve? What are the five habits? What are the five things that no longer serve you? Let's start making a plan to eliminate those. And then we know that we're going to clear space. We know we're going to have more time. We know we're going to have more of something when we get rid of those five things. What are we going to do with that time? What are we going to do with that money? What are we going to do with that love that we now have found because we cleared space? What are you going to do with that new time, with that new money, with that new love that you now have to spend? How are you going to spend your emotional collateral? How are you going to spend your physical collateral? How are you going to spend your spiritual collateral? What will you support this year? What will you vote for this year? What will be stronger next year because of you? Will it be McDonald's profits? Or will it be your relationship with your children? What are you going to support with your actions, your efforts this year to set the table for that script of that movie that you're going to have to watch called Your Memory of 2017? So my name is David Sandoval. I'm one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products, now known as Purium, because we're way more than just health products. We're made more than a company. We are a lifestyle. We are a group of like-minded and well-intentioned people who are absolutely dedicated to helping improve our own lives and the lives of others. We are absolutely dedicated to the philosophy that the quality of the food that we eat will equal the quality of the life that we will live. And we believe in the pay it forward model. Our business is built on helping other people. If you do not help other people in our business, you will not thrive. I wish all businesses were built that way, but I know ours is. So what we're doing is we're trying to create a blueprint. We're trying to write the script. We're trying to prepare because preparation, they say, is half of the journey. So do you have a plan? Are you prepared? Are you mentally and physically and emotionally capable of executing that plan to the highest degree? Because if you are, then I want to let you know that Purium is here to support you. We have an incredible 2017 planned from the business side as well as from the product side. Because we have two pathways of Purium. One is a product pathway. This is the pathway where we try to bring people in for a singular reason, and that is to improve their lives, to improve their health, to improve their diet, to improve their future. And this is our primary goal. Then we have a second pathway, and that pathway is as a advocate for Purium. A Purium advocate is someone who is going to go out and seek and educate people who may need Purium products. They're not a salesperson. They're a caring advocate. And those advocates are going to have an amazing, tremendous 2017, if I have anything to do about it. Because we are creating amazing tools to help you spread the word. Amazing programs to help you increase your personal wealth as a result of your helping other people increase their personal health. And creating security in your finances, is really a logical reward for creating security in someone else's health. And so I just want to let you know that I am looking forward to an amazing 2017. I have made a plan. I am preparing to execute that plan. I know what we have been doing as a company that has not served us well. And we will be purging those things. We have made our list of the things that we know will dramatically improve Purium in 2017. And I'm really impressed. And we will follow through. And we will execute that plan. And 1 year from today, we're going to look back at the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of lives that we've been able to change, of the future generations that we have been able to impact. We're going to look back and we're going to see an entire field of faces, smiling, happy faces, because of our efforts. And that's going to feel really, really good. We are going to make a difference before we make a living. We're going to make a living only if we make a difference. We are going to take this next year, and we are going to realize that we are capable of anything, that we are powerful, that we're needed in the world. And we're never going to take a no and turn that into discouragement. We're going to take that no and turn it into encouragement. We're going to know that every time that we hear the word no, it's only because we took the time to care. If you never ask somebody if you could help, they're never going to say no. But guess what? Those no's will turn to maybes, and those maybes will turn to yeses if you simply continue on. Tell the people that you have something for them, but only if they're ready. tell the people that you could produce results, but only if they execute. Because by the law of 49s, we cannot want something more than they want it for themselves. So I want you to be really good at discernment. Discernment is knowing that when you talk to somebody, whether or not they're open to what you're saying. And if they're not open, you need to say it in a different way. You need to meet them where they are. Ask them what they need. That's discernment. If they are not ready, you need to accept that. When they are ready, you have to be there for them. And the person that you tell it's okay that they're not ready today is going to be the person who tells you they are ready tomorrow. So this is a new day in Imperium Health Products. We managed to put a pretty good year under the belt in 2016, but it's nothing compared to what will happen in 2017. So I want to leave you with a quick thought. I want to leave you with a thought about the saying, two steps forward and one step back. See, most people think that that means that you failed in some way. You started out with good momentum. You took two steps forward, but then you took one step back. Well, guess what? We always need to take that one step back. That is the exhaling of which I speak. When we take two steps forward, we take that one step back to pause to make sure that we're moving in the right direction. We take that one step back to get a look around to make sure that we're where we are, where we want to be. And that's when we make another list and we make another plan and we go out and we execute it and we take those next two steps forward. Always knowing there'll be the one step back. That's why we take two steps forward. There's always going to be the step back. And if you're only taking a half a step forward, if you're only taking one step forward, then I guarantee you, you're going to end up either where you are or a half step behind. Okay? The wall of Jerusalem was rebuilt 17 times. But when we look at the wall of Jerusalem, we see permanence. 17 times it was rebuilt. And each time that some bricks fell out, they put new bricks in. And so there's always going to be one step back, but you've got to take the two steps forward to get ahead. So do not be discouraged after one step. Do not be discouraged after a half a step. You take those two steps forward. Know that the one step back is going to come, and that's what gives you the chance to regroup and to rebuild, to revive, to renew, and to restore the energy that it's going to take those next two steps. I'm telling you, I am really excited about 2017. We're going to do a lot of forward movement. And we will do it cautiously and carefully, but we are going to be taking several sets of two steps forward. And I'm looking forward to taking those steps with you. 2017 is going to be a beautiful thing. It's going to be what you make of it. So I want you to ask yourselves, what are you going to make of it? Where will you be? What script will you write? What will we be reviewing 1 year from today? And I believe that that's going to be exactly what you plan on, exactly what you execute. So my name's David Sandoval, a little bit tired and a little bit melancholy because I really love to reflect on 2016. This is my time of year to do that. And I'm really planning for 2017. But we have a little bit of business to take care of first. So I want to remind you guys that we are having the ultimate super high vibe, healthy happy hour this Friday at our corporate offices. This is going to be a full on awesome party atmosphere. And if you know anybody in Southern California, I challenge you to get them here between 6:30 and 9 for an amazing time. And